Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only 3-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be joined by Mike Farrell, who is Chief Executive Officer of Green Leads. He's got over 30 years of sales, marketing, and business leadership experience. We are super excited to discover everything Green Leads had to offer. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, Seth, thank you very much.
So let's go back in time a little bit. How did your role with Green Leads start?
Oh, good question. Actually, the founders of Green Leads are both friends of mine. They actually used to work for me at another company. So, I had the opportunity to join a couple 2.5 years ago to take it to the next level. So we're rocking and rolling now.
What does Green Leads do?
We are a B2B lead generation and appointment generation company. So we, all of our clients, majority of our clients are technology firms, some business services firms.
Awesome. So we want more leads and more appointments. Tell us a little bit about how you make that magic work.
A couple ways. It's digital marketing and old-fashioned outbound calling. So on the lead generation side, you know, and especially in tech, you got to fill the top of the funnel with leads to nurture. So that's done via promoting good content, whether it's ebooks, web, you know, white papers, recorded webinars, and so forth, to generate that early demand. So we'll promote that out to the target audience for the client. And we do that globally in any language. And we can get that opt-in lead right now with GDPR and data privacy concerns. Opt-in leads are a big deal, right? So that's what we do on the lead generation side. And we do, you know, tens of thousands of those for some, you know, startups as well as name brand companies globally every month. On the appointment generation side, that's the outbound callers, promoting a client's value proposition and trying to secure an appointment for their sales team.
That is fantastic. So you talked about you've worked with some household name companies. Can you give us an example or two of how you're able to move the needle, let's say for IBM?
IBM, we actually do quite a bit of of the event lead gen. So we're generating leads for their events. They're attend, you know, inviting people. So they obviously, you know, companies that run these events, obviously virtual now, most of them, you know, have their own opt-in list to invite people to events, their customer list as well as prospect list. And, but they need to broaden the audience, right? So they need us to create a new audience and to expose them to the message that IBM wants to get out there. So, and get them to those different, and you know, IBM's obviously huge. So they have, it's sometimes it's cloud, sometimes it's security, sometimes it's digital transformation and everything under the sun. So there's lots of different audiences you can to really drive those attendance for. So that is, and one of the quotes we just got was that the event was fantastic last month, and we exceeded expectations.
Well, that is absolutely incredible. Dumb question. So why would a giant company like IBM, like their sales force is legendary, they have, you know, buildings filled with marketing people, why would they outsource to you? How'd you pull that off?
Yeah, well, I mean, every marketing organization uses outside vendors for different parts of their marketing effort, you know, efforts. So, we're one of many vendors that IBM uses. So I guess we're special because we went through the gauntlet of getting a contract with IBM, which is took a year. So I guess makes us special. But other than that, we do, you know, there's other a lot of companies that do what we do, but you know, we obviously have a good experience, and our clients keep coming back for more because they like what we do.
Well, that speaks volumes to how well what you do works. Talk about a small business and a recent small business client, which is more of our audience as opposed to the IBMs of the world. And talk a little bit about what you were able to pull off for them, because they might not have IBM's budget.
Of course, yeah. So we one client what we did is we provided them. They have their own inside SDR team, and they started with us on kind of top of the funnel leads, lead generation. But those need to be nurtured. So those aren't ready for this SDR yet. Right, those need to be nurtured a little bit. So we proposed to them we could do again with our telemarketing services, and we have people not just in the U.S., but we have people in the Caribbean, South America, and Europe. With our telemarketing services, we could provide them still a content syndicated lead, but it's done via voice, and we get that prospect. Ask them a few custom questions, and we get that prospect to opt into a phone call with the client. So that's not an appointment. You know, we didn't book the meeting on the calendar, but now that prospect is expecting a call from that client, and this client is thrilled with the results. I mean, they've got, you know, it was a small test to begin with, like 30 leads. And they got almost half of them into their sales pipeline already. So that client's coming back for more. So there's different types. So you have top of the funnel leads, middle of the funnel leads, bottom of the funnel leads. These are kind of bottom of the funnel leads that are ready for an SDR team to call into.
That is fantastic. Your passion's obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
I love helping clients grow. I like to grow our company. It's kind of my whole business experience is growing businesses. So growing green leads as well as helping other companies meet their goals. So that's, you know, I'm a sales guy at heart. So
with all the success you've achieved now, I mean, what's your biggest challenge?
It's, you know, there's when you're, our business is growing at a pretty good rate right now. So the challenges is just to make sure we don't get over our skis, as we scale our team, right? So there's a lot to do when you're scaling and growing a business. And so catching up with this, bringing on new staff, training that new staff. So it's just a growing challenges, which are all good.
Absolutely. What would you do differently if you had to start over knowing what you know now?
I mean, it's really just making sure you have all the right people in the right roles, you know, and, you know, so that's, you know, sometimes that's trial and error as you're growing a business. That would be one thing you want to do, but it's always, you know, I've always been fortunate enough to build a good team, around me, you know, in the right roles. So, you know, that's been rewarding to, you know, throughout my career. But, you know, that's do differently. You know, just, I always want to grow faster, even though it's painful to, you know, and challenging to grow. I always want to grow the business faster.
You are advising companies every day. What's the best advice you've ever gotten?
Yeah, I think just that point I made earlier, which is make sure you have the right people on the team, the right people on the bus. That's critical to having a successful company.
With all of the constant changes in the marketing media landscape, I mean, it seems like there's a new network you got to be on, you know, every couple of weeks popping up. How do you stay on top of everything?
You know, we don't do everything, right? There's so many flavors of marketing. Marketing as a profession is just exploding the last 10 years. You know, and there's, you know, in the digital world, right? There's you know, all different ways to generate. So there's so many channels, right? See, so you don't have to, you know, we've chosen to do what we do and stay really tight with that. I think a natural evolution for us might be to, you know, go into the programmatic advertising space in the social arena. We're not there yet, but we're got some thoughts around that and how to move into that space. But there's so many ways you can go about the business. First, you got to pick your niche, right? We're B2B. We're mostly tech. Right, that's our lane we're in, and then which of the myriad of different, you know, offerings can we don't do SEO, you know, we don't build websites, right? You know, we don't, you know, and but what we do well.
What are some of the most common mistakes you see business owners making when it comes to trying to drive revenue and generate leads for their businesses?
Yeah, we do a lot of business with the startup world, and in the startup world, it's really, you got to have a niche, you got to have a target market, right? You got to know where you're going, and sometimes that's trial and error. Sometimes they don't know initially, and that's okay. But you got to keep trying things and iterating to really fine tune that, you know, and that's. It all starts with your, you know, and what we do, right? It all starts with your list. If you have a crappy list, you're going to have a crappy outcome, you know?
What else do you want to share that I haven't thought to ask you yet?
One of the things that I think your listeners should really learn more about is what the term in the industry is called intent data or intent leads, right? So now we have a platform we work with that we could go and build your audience, your target accounts, your geos, your personas, put all your keywords into this platform. And we could basically put a digital net around those people and see what, you know, where they're engaging with your key, all your keywords and so forth, and really harvest that not just the companies based on the IP addresses, but we can harvest the actual contact names. So we associate them with the trigger, right? And that you can really We take that and we personalize our messaging and you get a better outcome.
That is fascinating. So are there any minimums in terms of working with you? Like how, like is there a certain company size or revenue that lets you know this is a good fit or this isn't a good fit, or we don't touch anybody who doesn't have a budget of $100,000 a year, or how does something like that work? I know it's going to vary, but just ballpark.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're pretty, we don't lock anybody into a year. It's a service, right? So it's, we typically go with, you know, starting at 5K and up per month is kind of the entry point. And 3 month pilots are how we like to start, right? We got to make sure we're a good fit for the client, they're a good fit for us. And then from there, we craft what, if either it's a long-term agreement or it's just month to month. So nothing, no major handcuffs on anybody.
Beautiful. For our folks who are watching or listening and want to learn more, where is the best place for them to go?
They can go to greenleads.com. So it's the color greenleads.com. They can hit me up on LinkedIn. They can send me an email. It's just mike.farrell@greenleads.com. So happy to talk to anybody. I have kind of 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern time is kind of my office hours where I'll talk to anybody.
Awesome. And that's green-leads.com, right?
Either one works.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been Seth Green with Sharkpreneur with Mike Farrell of greenleads.com. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Great. Seth, thanks very much.
Thanks everybody for watching or listening, and we'll talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat sheet. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.